Hey everyone, in this podcast I am going to read A Blink, Strange Glow. What's in it for me? Busting the myths and confronting fears around radiation to make better choices. Radiation, like mythical beast of old, gets a bad rap mostly by virtue of being invisible. In the human psyche, what cannot be seen is often more terrifying than clearly visible threats. But what about those mushroom clouds and nuclear winters I have heard so much about? Those certainly aren't mythical. Like electricity before it, the harnessing of enormous power sources in the 19th and 20th centuries has unleashed some truly horrific consequences. Some things you can't just unsee. But once irrational fears or existential dread are at play, it can be hard to judge the magnitude of any risk. Perhaps worse, the general level of fear and ignorance around the topic of radiation has also left some real risks unacknowledged. Believe it or not, radiation's usefulness in medicine has led to a doubling of background radiation exposure in the United States since 1980. Many other countries have seen similar rises. In this blink, we will tackle some basic science of radiation in layman's term, including the discovery of particle or nuclear radiation and its many uses. Spoiler alert, instead of dry, dusty science, it's full of curiosity and wonder. We will chart a course through revolutionary medical treatment that save countless lives each year, to the rise of nuclear fission and fusion, and yes, even atomic bombs and thermonuclear weapons. Along the way, we will encounter some of the pioneers of broadcasting medicine and physics, and meet both innocent and not so innocent victims of early radiation science, revealing how some lived long and healthy lives while others did not, can help all of us understand the real cost and benefit of nuclear science. In this blink, you will learn how an accident with charged electrons made radio possible, what RAM testicles taught us about cancer treatment, how even scientists sometimes see things that aren't there because they really, really want them to be true. The start of playing with radiation. I have seen the light. It's such a simple expression, but it reveals much about the near mystical importance of light for humans. From sunsets to sparkles on the light, water and its refracted parts, also known as colors, cause delight. These light rays, they are radiation. In fact, it's the radiation you can see with your naked eyes because it excites special molecules in your retina. This visible light falls in the middle of the energy spectrum, sandwiched between infrared energy below and ultraviolet above. Light, like all radiation, is energy on the move, and it moves in waves, from the longest or radio waves at the bottom of the spectrum to the shortest or gamma rays at the top. All are just energy moving through space, thanks to Einstein. We know that all electromagnetic radiation travels at a constant speed, the speed of light. But like waves on the ocean, the crest of each wave can be closer together or farther apart. Short, frequent waves carry more energy at the same speed, while slow, rolling waves carry less. Electricity too is energy on the move. While we harness it now for almost everything, before the 19th century, it was a destructive force of nature. Lightning started fires and could kill in an instant. When electricity was first introduced to homes for electric light, it was seen as incredibly dangerous, more dangerous ironically then the gas lamps and the candle then that regularly burned down houses. The discovery and early transmission of radio waves, however, did not generate the same fear. Even though it was linked to electricity, as a young man of 20, radio pioneer Galileo Marconi discovered the work of Heinrich Hertz, who had detected radio waves in his laboratory back in 1888. The discovery went almost unnoticed by the world, but when Hertz died in 1894, Marconi saw the discovery lauded in the press and immediately understood its potential. Marconi jumped in and began exploring the possibility of using long wavelength electromagnetic or radio waves to transmit messages wirelessly. But it was another discovery in 1891 by French scientist Edward Branly that opened the door to radio communication. Imagine the scene, playing around in his lab with electric sparks one day. Branly notices that the sparks of electricity made some metal filings sealed in a nearby glass tube jump up and line up from end to end. Once the electricity stops, a quick tap on the tube makes them crumble into a pile again. Some strange force made them defy gravity and organize themselves into a line. But what? The force is so strong, it works even if the spark is on the other end of the room. Soon any scientist with a sealed tube of metal filings is trying it out. Even better, they discovered that by placing a bell right next to the tube, the filings could move the glass and tap the bell as they jumped up. It wasn't long before scientists were blowing their friends' mind by ringing a bell with a spark from another room and showing that energy can transmit through seemingly empty space. Marconi saw the potential to use electrical energy to transmit waves further and further. On December 12, 1901, he successfully transmitted a signal from Poldhu, England, St. John's, Canada. Decades later, most homes had a radio receiver. Oddly enough, through this process, Marconi and his team never worried about the potential dangers of radio wave exposure, even knowing energy waves could be dangerous. The electricity they used terrified them, but the radio waves never did. Looking back, Marconi himself realized this was short-sighted. But history proved him right. Why? It's all about wavelength, which we will get into next.